Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball. Follow the Hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hard.
And it is Sunday afternoon baseball. That is always so cool. We greet you from Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri. This will be the wrap-up of a six-game set between these two ball clubs, the Springfield Cardinals, AA affiliate, of course, of the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Rockhounds, the AA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. And through the first five, the Rockhounds have won the last two games and now have a three games to two lead in the series. So the Rockhounds trying to win this road series outright here this afternoon. Hounds winning yesterday by the final score of 4-2, and you simply won't see many games like you and I saw last night. 4-2 was the final. The Rockhounds won the game by that 4-2 score despite leaving 17 base runners on base. 17 LOB, 17 left on base. Absolutely stunning. The Rockhounds had 11 hits, drew 11 walks from Cardinals pitchers, so 22 base runners, no errors in the game. The Cardinals had 3 hits, 2 walks, and also had one man reach on a play that was a fielder's choice in which no one was thrown out. So they had 6 base runners in the game. The Rockhounds had 22, and yet 4-2 was the score. In fact, despite all of that, the Cardinals at one point, they were down 3-1. They actually took the lead 1-0 in the ballgame. They were down 3-1 late in the game. And at that point, the Rockhounds had put 19 men on base. Springfield had put 6 on. And the Cardinals had the tying runs on base. But the Rockhounds closed it out. Chase Cohen, terrific in relief. He retired the last 4 batters of the game, the last 3 by strikeouts. There was no comeback last night, as Springfield had done a couple of times on Friday night. Chase, by the way, hit 97 on the gun. And again, just set up 4 up, 4 down, including striking out the side in inning number 9. And the winning pitcher last night, and it was really, I guess, poetic baseball justice, if you will, Roiber Salinas was just terrific. He went 5 innings, allowed 1 run on 1 base, and he walked 2 and struck out 10. That's 7 times in his career he's had a double-digit strikeout total. And so Roiber leaves the game after the last of the fifth, trailing 1-0. And at that point, the Rockhounds had left 7 men on base. Might have been more than that. But when he left the game, he was down 1-0. The poetic justice part, Rockhounds scored a couple of runs in the top of the sixth. So when David Leal came on in relief, the score was 2-1, and Roiber was at least eligible for the win, which he eventually did get. He was just terrific in last night's game. Cardinals have taken the diamond. They are wearing, boy, pale blue jerseys today over the white pants. Rockhounds right back in the bright orange that they wore last night. It is beautiful, it is breezy, and it is cool. Low 50s here this afternoon for this one. And with the Cardinals having assembled now on the field, we'll take you downstairs for the Star Spangled Banner. Elementary school kiddos singing the Star Spangled Banner. A few key changes along the way, but hey, that's A-OK. Love it. Love it when the kids sing the anthem. Connor Lund, right-hander, will go for Springfield this afternoon. He's 0-1, a 5.63 earned run average. And Jake Walkinshaw will get the start for the Hounds, and that will be interesting in itself because Jake was roughed up in the first game of this series, so he will get a second time around against the Cardinals. And, boy, I tell you, they jumped on him early. The first three batters he faced all got base hits, including a three-run homer. So Jake looking for a little bit of redemption here this afternoon. Connor Lund, baseball in hand. He'll throw the first pitch of Sunday afternoon baseball right after this from Bud Light.
The game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Getting warmer all the time. We just clicked up to 54 degrees here this afternoon. Breeze is fairly strong again. It's been a factor more often than not, almost throughout the series, in fact, and the wind blowing rather strong out to left field here this afternoon. Rockhounds trying to win the series outright. They've taken three of the first five. Cardinals, of course, obviously looking for the split. The Rockhounds, by the way, interesting, the South Division is pretty even right now. Four teams at 7-7. Amarillo, Frisco, Rockhounds, and San Antonio. Corpus Christi is 4-10 to start the season. So the Rockhounds on this Sunday afternoon, the 23rd of April, in a four-way tie for first place in the South, for what that is worth. Be amazing how quickly, though, we'll reach like the halfway point of the first half. Boy, it happens fast. Cooper Bowman is the leadoff batter. Let's play some baseball. Connor Lund delivers high and away, and we are underway. And after all of that, we're right on time at 1:35. Cooper, right-handed hitter, did not play in last night's game. Swings and sends this one high down the right field side. This, I think, is playable. Alvarez on the move. Nope, the ball will fall in front of it. Just a high foul ball. Right field line. Alvarez after it, as was second baseman Nick Dunn and first baseman L.V. Jones. All three gave it a pretty good run, but it found the Bermuda Triangle in foul territory. One ball, one strike to Cooper. Hounds second baseman leads it off. Lawrence Butler in the familiar number two spot. He's the DH this afternoon, Lawrence Butler. Pitch to Cooper, drops down and away from the right-hander. Two balls and one strike. Lineup shaken up a little bit today. Chase Kalibwig moves to the three spot in left field. Chase in left. Pitch swung on. Looper into shallow left field, and that will be caught by Kaepernick. That ball hung up a little bit. Looked like it might have a chance to drop, but Kaepernick closed the ground quickly. Fly ball fairly softly hit to left, one man down. And the batter, Lawrence Butler. A good ball game last night. He did, by the way, have two stolen bases. Initially, they had a defensive indifference call, which I wondered about at the time. Pitch drops low for a ball, one ball, no strikes. But noticed today, we didn't get any notification on it, but on the stat sheet today, noticed he has four steals on the year, so Lawrence with a couple of thieveries last night. Takes a called strike on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. Left-handed hitter at 275. Connor Lund, that no wind-up motion, kicks, delivers, breaking ball, down and in, 2-1. So Chase Kalibwig on deck, the left fielder. Greg Dykeman will bat clean up, the right fielder. Greg Dykeman in the four spot. Lund with a pitch, swung on, lifted high in the air to left field. Kaepernick over toward the gap, and he's got it for the out. So the left fielder busy early on as Lawrence Butler flies out to fairly deep left. Two men down for Chase. J.J. Schwarz batting fifth. He's the first baseman. J.J. is at first. Logan Davidson has had a really good series. He's batting sixth at third base in this game, Logan Davidson. Daryl Hernaez is the shortstop. Daryl will bat number seven. Hernaez at short. Shane McGuire batting eighth. He's the catcher. Shane behind the dish. Pitch to Chase, inside corner at the knees for a strike, and it's 0-1. And Michael Goldberg rounds out the lineup in center field. Michael batting number 9, Michael Goldberg in center. Glenn's pitch, breaking ball, bounced toward and into the Cardinal dugout. First base side, quick 0-2 count here. Bowman, Butler, and Calabrese up top. Dykeman, Schwarz, and Davidson in the middle. Bernays, McGuire, and Goldberg round it out. 0-2 count to Chase. Takes just outside for a ball, 1-2. You see, had the big ball game on Wednesday. Pair of home runs, including what turned out to be the game winner. 3-run home run in the 9th in an 8-7 Hounds victory. Pitch to Chase. Slices one foul. Grass burn time. That's going to be a souvenir. That was pretty nice. There aren't a lot of folks out there, but maybe a dozen. That ball plopped down right between two groups of about 4 or 5 people. Here's your souvenir. 1-2 count, second time. Base is empty. Pitch to Chase down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes from Connor Lund. Makes his 3rd start of the year. In 5.63, the earned run average. He's faced Wichita and Arkansas to this point. Swing and a line shot. Glove by the shortstop. Gamboa moving to his right to haul in the line drive. Well hit ball by Chase. Glove by Gamboa, the shortstop. And so the Rockhounds go in order. Well, last time out, starting at this series, opening night, the Cardinals really got to Jake Walkinshaw early. Jake looking for a whole different deal here this afternoon. He will go to the mound. Village Car Wash score after a half inning. Reads the Rockhounds nothing. And against right-hander Jake Walkinshaw, the Cardinals are coming to bat.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds. But this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich. Just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speed start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to Synergy.com.
Mike Antico leads it off. We go to the bottom half of the first inning, and he swings at the first offering from Jake Walkinshaw, fouls it back, and it's quickly 0-1 to the left-handed hitter. Kedemus Gamboa on deck, and Matt Kupierniak will follow. Pitch outside for a ball. It's 1-1. I mention that because it was a different group at the top of the order on Tuesday night. It was Gamboa, Kupierniak, and Páez. They'll bat 2, 3, and 4. This afternoon with Antico moving to the leadoff spot. Takes down and in for a ball. 2 balls, 1 strike. Mike, a 2-13, a home run. It came in this series. 6 driven in. Good speed, although he doesn't have a stolen base attempt, in fact, on the season. Swings and drives one to right field, and that ball is gone. Mike Antico turned on that ball, and that was a laser out of here. Didn't get all that high off the ground, and I don't know what it hit, but whatever it did, whenever it came down, it put a dent in something. So Antico, the line drive, and boy, no sooner can you, and even before you can say, looking for a different outcome today. Again, the Cardinals jump on Jake Walkinshaw. It was 3-0, 3 batters into the game Tuesday night. It's 1-0, 1 batter into the game here this afternoon, and now here's Artemis Gamboa, and he takes down low for ball one. Gamboa, switch hitter, he's the shortstop. He has had a really good series. In at the top of the order more often than not. Takes down and in for a ball. It's quickly 2-0. He's 4 for 14, which isn't off the charts. He has three walks, couple of steals. He's scored 7 runs. Ground ball is short. And that will be gobbled up by Darryl Hernandez. Throw to first base for the out. So Gamboa retired, one man down. Here's Matt Kupierniak. He's the left fielder. Kupierniak's been to the two spot the entire series, but he's played every game, moving to the three hole today, the left fielder. Pedro Páez is the designated hitter, and he will bat cleanup. Páez, the DH. L.V. Jones, the fourth, the first baseman, batting fifth. Swing, fly ball, left field. Well, that drifting back, and with plenty of room to make catches, Chase Calabuig. So Kupierniak jumps at the first pitch, lines out to left. Two down for Pedro Páez. Well, it was Páez who lifted a three-run home run to the grass berm in left center field opening night of this series. In fact, again, bottom of the first inning, a three-run home run. Cardinals have the home run by Antico here. Fastball strike at the knees on the outside corner, 0-1. Jacob Buschberger batting sixth, third baseman. He's had a big series. Pitch swung on, popped straight back out of play. Quick 0-2 count here to Páez. Nick Dunn batting seventh at second base. Dunn, the second baseman. Jose Alvarez in right field batting eighth. Alvarez is in right. And Wade Stoss will get the call behind the plate. Batting ninth, Wade Stoss, the catcher. Nobody on, two out, but one run in. Breaking pitch just drops low. One ball, two strikes. Páez at 277. Takes just inside ball two, 2-2. Has 8 runs driven in this series. Came in the first 2 games. Fastball, yep, got him. Called third strike, knee-high outside corner. Páez stands in some disagreement or disbelief or somewhere in between. But Mike Antico, a line drive solo home run. And so the Cardinals, as they did Tuesday against Jake, but a single run this time. They have the early lead. After one, Village Car Wash scores, Springfield 1, and the Rockhounds nothing.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the O&G news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Cardinals get a little bolt of lightning off the bat of Mike Antico, and they lead this game by the score of 1-0 as we go to the top half of the second. A 1-2-3 top of the inning for Connor Lund. And he'll face Greg Dykeman, J.J. Schwartz, and Logan Davidson in the second inning of this one. Hounds will board the bus, head for home after this game, and they'll take on the Corpus Christi Hooks beginning Tuesday morning. Safety awareness for Kids Day on Tuesday, then back to evening games Wednesday through Saturday. And 1 week from today, we'll wrap up the first half of that homestand at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So the Hounds heading for home. They'll play Corpus and Frisco back-to-back. Greg Dykeman stands in. First pitch, fouled it back. Off the mask, perhaps, of the glove of catcher Wade Stoss. Greg in the series, just 2 for 17. Swings and misses. Here comes up empty, 0-1. Couple of walks and 8 strikeouts, so it's been a rough series that way. Well, the guy's been around a little bit, so he's a guy you can put in that cleanup spot with some confidence, I would think. Swings and drives one into right center field. Ball is hit fairly deep, and that is going to drop. Boy, just off the glove of the right fielder Alvarez, and Dykeman's going to turn for three. And he will get there, a sliding triple. Well, that time the timing was good. Said Greg's a guy that you, yeah, and I think you have some confidence in him. He's been around a while, a little bit of big league time. Just his third hit of the series, but that one to the gap in right center field. Boy, Alvarez made a terrific effort. That was more center right center, and Alvarez almost got there. So a runner at third, nobody out. Here's J.J. now. J.J. Schwarz takes the breaking pitch for a strike. Right-handed hitter, he's the first baseman. J.J. a 167 early on, very small sample size, has only 24 at-bats, a big swing and a miss. Count quickly 0-2, Logan Davidson on deck. Matt Kupierniak is in left field, Mike Antico in center, mentioned Jose Alvarez in right. Give you the infield and the battery here in a moment. The 0-2 stretch by the right-hander Connor Lunn. Pitch to J.J., and he punched that foul right field side, stays in at 0-2. Jacob Buschberger is the third baseman. Arquidamas Gamboa, the shortstop. Nick Dunn is at second base, and L.B. Jones, the fourth, is at first. Catcher Wade Staws and Connor Lunn on the mound. University of Southern California product, 11th rounder in 2019, drafted by the Cardinals. Breaking pitch lined into center field, a base hit, tie ball game. J.J. Schwarz. Looked like middle out, but boy, he squared up on that ball, line drive, and well, you got to love this inning. From a hitting standpoint, Greg Dykeman's triple and J.J. Schwarz's RBI single, both coming on 0-2 counts. One of the toughest things in any sport to do, hit successfully with two strikes in the count when batting averages bear that out over forever. Here's Logan now. Logan Davidson swings at the first pitch, fly ball in the shallow center. Antico coming on, and he will grab it. Then dropped it, but he made the catch, and on transfer dropped the ball. So that's an out. No controversy there. So Logan got a pitch he liked, popped it up into shallow center, and Antico handles. Logan, though, 6-for-13 in the series, even with that pop-out. That high sky, Mike Antico tracking that down. Now Darryl Hernandez, right-handed hitting shortstop. J.J. on at first with one man down and a 1-1 tie now. Pitch a high strike to Hernandez, 0-1. Darryl quietly has had a really good series. He's 6-for-18, so that's .333, couple of doubles, couple of RBIs. Right-handed hitter waits. Takes a backup pitch high and in for a ball. One ball, one strike. Connor Lunn, guy who will strike out a good number of batters. Delivery is up high for a ball. Count is two balls and two strikes. Has nine strikeouts against, only one walk, by the way, early on. And, again, very small sample size. Only eight innings pitched so far. Fastball popped foul. Right side and into the seats. Oh, guy brought his glove and missed the play. Oh, brought the glove, missed the play. Had a pretty good chance at it. Yeah, I think that's E. Fan. Say this often, you know, if you're a grown-up, you bring your glove to the game. I get that. That's really cool, but you have to make the play. If you're a kiddo, you know, you're off the hook. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball away. Full count now, 3-2. J.J., the base runner with his sixth RBI. Greg Dykeman's leadoff triple turns into the tying run. Shane McGuire waiting on deck for the Hounds here in the second inning. Full count, runner not going. Pitch just outside. Boy, Connor Lund reacted to that a little bit. It's only his second walk of this early season. So Darryl Hernandez on base. Here's Shane McGuire now, first and second with one man down. Shane at 188 on the season, 3 for 12 in this series, couple of doubles and a couple of runs driven in, and has two men on base here in the second inning with one away. Connor Lund comes set, delivers Lund, rather, down and in for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Last name is L-U-N-N. College teammate of one of the more popular players on planet Earth, Lars Nootbaar, former Springfield Cardinal, played here in 2019. Did Lars pitch just inside for a ball, two balls, no strikes. Michael Goldberg, the number nine hitter on deck. Triple, RBI single, and a base on balls here. One man down in the second, two men on. Lund set, delivers ball, fouled straight back to the screen, 2-1. Shane had a rip at the 2-0 pitch. Left-handed hitter stands back in, Lund comes set. Looks out of the runner at second base. Delivery swung on, lifted in the air. Center field, not deep. In fact, it'll be the shortstop. I think Cap Gamboa over the shoulder. Pop up into shallow center field, handled by Arquidamus Gamboa. And there are two men down. And here's Michael Goldberg. Well, Michael, I started to say quietly, and I don't know that that's really the case. Getting 324, has two home runs, nine driven in. He's 4 for 12, in fact, in this series with a home run, a two-run homer. Takes up high for a ball, one ball, no strikes. And again, very notable, his first home run this season, a grand slam. And his home run in this series came against Adam Wainwright. The stretch and pitch here by Lund, and that's going to, boy, just got there. That's a high strike. One ball, one strike. Ball just dropped enough to catch the top edge of the zone. Top of the order, Cooper Bowman on deck. First and second, two men down, one all tie forged in this second inning. Lund's fastball fouled back to the screen. Count goes 1-2, 91 on the heat. Michael, right-handed hitter, missed a lot of time a year ago. He's a high draft choice, drafted in 2020 out of Georgia Tech in the third round by the A's. Long look out at second by Lund. Pitch, breaking ball lined into shallow right, but it's going to hang up just enough. Sliding catch, Jose Alvarez. Well, he almost took the triple away from Greg Dykeman, and here makes a nice sliding catch on a line drive to right. One run and a couple of base hits, no errors, two men are left on base. So an inning and a half in the books, and we are brand new. Village Car Wash score, Springfield 1, the Rockhounds 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit La Mirage, where you will experience luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboy packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
L.D. Jones, the fourth, will lead it off. In the second, Jacob Buschberger will follow, then Nick Dunn. So Jake Walkinshaw, home run on the fourth pitch he threw in this game, then came back and got the next three. Jones swings, two hopper at third base, handled there by Logan Davidson, sets up, throws, and got him. One pitch, one swing, sharply hit ball to third, nicely handled by Logan. One down quickly here in the second inning. And here's Jacob Buschberger. Got a two-home run game. Two nights ago, the extra innings win for the Rockhounds. The second of those home runs, solo in the bottom of the ninth, tied the game. Right-handed hitter hitting 220. Done most of the damage on the season in this series, takes a called strike. 6 for 15, a double, a triple in those two home runs. Waukesha working quickly, breaking pitch down and away from Jake. Count goes a ball and a strike. Defense behind him, Chase Kalaboog is in left field. Michael Goldberg is in center. Greg Dykeman is in right. Pitch to the outside corner, got there, boy, nicely framed by Shane McGuire. 1-2. Logan Davidson at third base, Daryl Hernandez at short. Cooper Bowman is the second baseman, J.J. Schwarz at first. Backup pitch inside, ball 2-2. As mentioned, Shane McGuire behind the plate. Jake Walkinshaw's fourth appearance, second start. I gave you an erroneous number last night. The pitch, oh, got him, fastball at the knees down the chute. Buschberger disagrees. Two strikeouts for Jake, both looking. You know, if somebody writes something down, puts it on a sheet of paper, some you just read it. You go with it. And Andrew Buchbinder, who is one of the really good guys in this league, and elsewhere for that matter, the voice of the Cardinals, listed Jake as 0-1 with a 2.84 ERA. Swinging a fly ball center field, and that is going to be handled easily by Michael Goldberg. So, leadoff home run, and six up, six down since then. I'll tell you what I'm mentioning here about Jake on the other side of the timeout. So, we have played a couple in Springfield, Missouri, last time around here, the only visit of the season for 2023 for the Rockhounds. As we go to the top half of the third on a breezy, cool afternoon in Springfield, Village Car Wash score, a 1-1 tie.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Tickets are two for the price of one every Tuesday. All you need is a coupon from any area Baskin-Robbins store. On Wednesdays, hot dogs are half price, made possible by Focus Care of West Texas. Gates open at 6 o'clock for Tuesday and Wednesday home games, with the first pitch at 6:30. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Top of the third, and you just heard a little announcement there about good stuff at Momentum Bank Ballpark. And Tuesday is, in fact, next home game for the Rockhounds. We're welcoming kids from all over the Permian Basin for our first Safety Awareness Day. Coming up Tuesday, Rockhounds and Corpus Christi Hooks. Start of a six-game series and a 12-game homestand. Hopefully we'll see you at the ballpark. Said this last night, they do one of the contests between innings. It's a pop-up catching contest. And the prize is a pizza. And, of course, they say hot. You know, it's a hot pizza. And the very nice lady who displays the pizza, as Cooper Bowman stands in. Oh, by the way, strike one to Cooper Bowman, and I'm talking pizza. Cooper flew out to left field, his first time up. Right-handed hitter, top of the order. Bowman, Butler, and Kalaboog here in the third. Breaking pitch away for a ball. Well, it is all of 54 degrees and breezy, and she opens up the lid on that piping hot pizza. It's no longer piping hot. Called strike outside corner 1-2. Same thing last night. Cooper asked for time here. He'll step out. I was glancing, too, at the crowd just all around, and I think there are actually more people in the seats this afternoon than there were last evening. It was really brisk. Backup pitch, just missed 2-2. Really good Sunday afternoon crowd here in Springfield. Cardinals wrapping up a homestand. They'll head to Wichita from here. Two balls, two strikes. Fastball bounced toward the right side, handled by L.V. Jones, and he takes three steps to the bag, and that's the first out of the inning. 1-1 tie, top of the third. Here's Lawrence Butler. Flew out to deep left. His first time up. The weather prognosticators scared us a little more than actually happened, but wind chill yesterday was, I am told anyway, dropped into the upper 30s briefly right toward the end of last night's game. So, yeah, it was brisk to say the least, a 4-2 Rockhounds win. We were told mid-20s, so it wasn't what it might have been. Foul ball away, and a quick 0-2 count here to Lawrence. He flew out to left his first time up. Of course, it isn't August. It's April, so not surprising. But in baseball nomenclature, that's pretty cool. Pitch drops down low for a ball all the way to the dirt, 1-2 to the left-handed hitting designated hitter. Much all blue skies here, just a few clouds, mostly the high white fluffy variety. Swing and a miss. Good breaking pitch. We took a whole big bunch off that. A 70-mile-an-hour pitch to just vaporize to the plate. Get a second look at this on the replay. Yeah, bottom just fell out of that. That's the first strikeout for Connor Lund. So quickly two down here in the third. Chase Calabuig, the batter, 0-for-1. He ripped it, but within the reach of the shortstop Gamboa to end the first inning. Bounces one foul. Count is 0-1. Chase at 233. He's 7-for-30. And of his 7 base hits, 5 have been for extras. 3 doubles in the 2 home run game here. Swings and slices one high and foul out of play. So Lund getting ahead again, 0-2. Greg Dykeman, who tripled and scored the Rockhounds' run, would be next if Chase can extend this the top half of the third inning. Connor Lund looks in for his sign, looking for a quick third inning. Pitch to Chase, breaks down and in, 1-2. Jake Walkinshaw, and I'll say this with him on the bench, has now retired 6 in a row after the Ricky Henderson number, the leadoff home run by Mike Antico. It swung on, fouled back. Mentioning Jake, and I told you last night he was 0-1 with the 2.84 ERA. That, of course, is a, well, it's not a lie. It's a mistake, and it was a typo, and it was on the piece of paper, so I read it. Fully knowing it, I had to have known that's not the case. I wish it were. Here's a swing and a miss. And Chase, out on strikes. Well, that fastball, not a lot of velocity. Chased it, though, up and away. Could not catch it. Back-to-back strikeouts will end the third inning here. Connor Lund with the whiff. Jake retiring 6 in a row as he goes back to the mound, and we go to the bottom half of the third inning. Our Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds and the Springfield Cardinals in a 1-1 tie.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. But there's much more. For lunch in an unforgettable setting, visit the cafe at the Gardens, open Monday through Saturday from 11 to 2. And the market at the Gardens is open on the first Saturday of every month from now to October. Aldridge also features patio furniture, home decor, and a gift shop with 17,000 square feet of unique items and gifts. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost businesses more than $75 billion a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
And our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia early on, talking about all-time wins and losses. There was just a little note, you know, baseball history on this date kind of thing. And it talked about a team reaching the all-time milestone of 10,000 wins. And so I don't know why, but I just started looking at the all-time wins and losses list, and so we'll do a little trivia in that regard. Jose Alvarez leads it off, takes a strike down the middle, 0-1. Well, it'll be Alvarez, Staus, then back to the top of the order for Mike Antico, who homered to start this game. Swinging a bouncer foul in the dirt in front of home plate. Big high bounce away. 0-2 to Alvarez. Jose, 265 on the year, but only 1-for-12 in the series. He has walked four times, has a double. Walkinshaw's pitch. That ball lined into left center field, a base hit. Ball got in on him, but he just muscled that and ripped it into left center. An 0-2 base hit. That'll bring up Wade Staus. He is the catcher. Get a second look at this pitch. Yeah, it was actually down as well. Went down and got that ball. So there have been four hits in the game, and three of them coming on 0-2 pitches. It'll frustrate the pitchers no end. Here's Staus, left-handed hitting catcher, who fouls that one. Got Shane McGuire a little bit, 0-1 the count. All time, there have been nine big league teams to win at least 10,000 games. Swinging a foul back. Of those 4 of them have won 11,000 games. So let's just do it this way. Which of these franchises has won the most games in big league history? I'll give you five choices. There's a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and on three pitches, Staus is retired. Third strikeout for Jake. And here is Mike Antico, who homered to lead off the bottom of the first inning. And, boy, he did not get cheated. Breeze is blowing that way, but the wind couldn't have caught up with it. It was a line drive. Antico's second home run of the year, both in this series. Left-handed hitter, one on, one out. Takes a good backdoor pitch. Got there. Called strike, 0-1. Antico hitting 213 coming in, so you will bump that up a little bit. Long set by Walkinshaw. Breaking pitch. Boy, he winds that one. If that's fair, it's gone. It's a foul ball, but that got out of here. That is an almost video replay of the home run in the first. Boy, that's got to be a little unnerving. That ball was clearly foul, but not by a ton. 0-2 count. That ball fouled back. So Antico, well, he has to be really comfortable at the plate. Same swing twice. It's probably maybe 30, 40 feet difference. Hit the first one toward the right field pole, but clearly well in play. Line shot home run. And this one similar, just pulled it a little bit more than it was foul. 0-2 the count. Arquita Miscambola on deck. This is the top of the order. Antico's been the nine hitter throughout the series until today. It takes seven away, 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Base runner Jose Alvarez in a one-all tie, bottom of the third. Outfield straight away, and Greg Dykeman understandably deep in right field. A swing and a foul tip. Got a tiny piece of it. Just enough to change the course of the flight of the ball and deflect it off the glove of Shane McGuire. So it's still 1-2 to Antico. And former Texas Longhorn, spent one season in Austin and four seasons with St. John's University. The delivery, got him, called third strike inside corner. So Antico will walk away after narrowly missing his second home run of this game. Fourth strikeout for Jake, two men down. Here is Arquita Miscambola. All right, five franchises. Which of these has won the most games all time in big league history? Giants, Dodgers, Cubs, Cardinals, or Yankees? And to you again, pitch outside, ball 1-1-0. Most wins all-time big league history. Giants, Dodgers, Cubs, Cardinals, or Yankees? fastball runs up high. Ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Nine franchises have won at least 10,000 games, and four of them have won 11,000 or more. Two balls, no strikes. One on, two out. Pitch got there. Outside half. Count 2-1 to Gamboa. Marquitamus, no home runs, but 11 driven in on the year. And again, has scored 7 in this series. Alvarez dancing off first. Is he running? He is going. The pitch is taken. Here's a throw by Shane McGuire. Got a chance, and nope, I think the ball dribbled out of the glove. Runner safe, and he tries to advance to third. What in the world? Jose Alvarez will talk to himself for a week. He stole the base. I'm guessing he thought the ball got away big time. It didn't. And he's tracked down trying to get to third base. So Alvarez is out. No runs on a base hit, no errors, and on the base running mistake, nobody left on base. So we have played three. Give you some totals in our trivia answer coming up. And after three complete in Springfield, Missouri, series finale, Village Car Wash score a 1-1 tie.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal, to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought your way by Oxy.
In the series finale, we have ourselves a 1-1 tie. Just looking at the scoring, by the way, on that last play, Jose Alvarez does get credit for a stolen base. And the scoring will go 2-4-5 as he then tried to advance for some reason. I'm guessing he thought the ball got further away than it did. It did get out of Cooper's glove briefly. Greg Dykeman takes ball, 1-1 ball, no strikes. He tripled and scored in the second. Cardinals jumped out on top right off the bat, pun intended. Swing and a miss in a 1-1 count. Mike Antico, leadoff home run, bottom of the first inning. Rockhounds got a triple from Greg Dykeman, RBI single by J.J. Schwarz to start the second. Greg swings, fouls it back. It's 1-2. And as mentioned, both of those, the triple and the RBI single, both coming on 0-2 pitches. Which, as Carl Spackler from Caddyshack would say, which is nice. Pitch to Greg, up and in, two balls and two strikes. So this game, not only a 1-1 tie, about as even as you can get. One run, two hits, no errors for both ball clubs. Greg Dykeman, the batter, leading it off in the fourth, takes down an in ball, 3-2. Jake Walkinshaw, a little tip of the cap after that leadoff home run by Antico after a rough night here Tuesday for Jake, but he came back and has just given up the one base hit. Swing and a foul back, 3-2. Greg Dykeman, J.J. Schwarz, and Logan Davidson here in the fourth. That's the middle third of the Rockhounds order. Final game of this series. Rockhounds lead the series 3-2, so trying for the series win. Or they head back home to face Corpus Christi. Pitch high and away for a ball. So Greg Dykeman will draw the base on balls. He's hitting .233. Is Greg, but he has now walked 11 times. So getting on base far beyond what 233 might tell you. And here is J.J. Schwarz, RBI single, his first time around. That tied the ball game. Takes over the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. So top of the fourth and a one-all tie. J.J.'s RBI, his sixth of this young season. It's a breaking pitch down and away for a ball. Our Hilliard Office Solutions trivia. Again, which of these franchises has won the most games in big league history? Giants, Dodgers, Cubs, Cardinals, Yankees. Give you the answer after J.J.'s A-B. Or plate appearance, as the case may be. Swings and misses, and the count goes 1-2. Again, field in bright sunlight here this afternoon. Breeze has been up and down a little. It's up again, blowing toward pretty much foul pole to foul pole, left to right. So the wind blowing out to right field. Swinging a fly ball that way. Drifting back, Alvarez. Still going back, edge of the track, reaches up, can't make the play. It's over his glove and off the wall. Coming around to third base is Greg Dykeman. That'll be a long single for J.J. Schwarz, and Greg goes into third base. Almost came off the bag. Bushberger alertly keeping the glove on, and boy, Greg Dykeman with a slide into third base, and that was close. So J.J. sends one just over the glove of Alvarez in right field. It will be a single. Alvarez retrieved it very quickly. Greg Dykeman comes around to third base. So Dykeman and Schwarz have really been big in this ballgame. J.J. 2-for-2. Greg with a triple run and a walk, and J.J. drove him in. Now Logan Davidson 0-for-1 on a fly ball to center field. Bushberger in at third base again. First pitch swing and a foul away. The count is 0-1. Real quick, those five franchises I gave you, Giants, Dodgers, Cubs, Cardinals, Yankees. Which of those has won the most games all time? Answer after this pitch. Here's the 1-1 stretch. Delivery up high for a ball. Mentioned there are four teams with 11,000 wins. The first four of those are those teams, and they are in order. The New York and San Francisco Giants have won the most games all time, 11,366. That might not include this year, but nobody will catch him. Ground ball right back to the mound. That'll be handled, and throwing his glove to first base is Lunny. Couldn't get the ball out of the glove. Run scores, crazy play. Down to second goes J.J., and I think that has to be a hit. He couldn't get the ball out of the glove, so he threw his glove with the ball in it. The ball came out. Logan beat it anyway. Now, something like that, you always wait until the official scorer makes the call. That will one way or another be an RBI for Logan Davidson. In the score is Greg Dykeman. Rockhounds lead 2-1. First and second are the runners. Lund delivers outside for a ball. Boy, it happens. It happens from little league to the big leagues. There are times that ball just gets stuck in your glove for whatever the reason. Just can't get it out of there. And he threw the whole shooting match. So the Hounds have the lead. The stretch and delivery swung on, and Hernandez sends a high fly ball right field toward the corner. Long run and over the shoulder. It's a foul ball. Just eluded Alvarez just before he went out of our line of sight. Boy, Jose ran after that, ran out of room. That's a tight corner in foul ground down the right field line. Almost made the play. Again, don't think there can be an error. I just want to make absolutely sure on that and let the scorekeeper make it official, but there is no actual mistake on that play. The 1-1 stretch to Hernandez, so it'll be an RBI at least for Logan. Breaking pitch just outside, and I think a single. And, yep, that has now been confirmed. So, RBI single into the pitcher's glove. Dykeman scores, Schwarz to second, Logan at first. 2-1 Hounds. 2-1 stretch and pitch. Hernandez takes just outside ball three. Shane McGuire will be next for the Rockhounds in this inning. He batsman. The right-hander swung on and missed. So full count. So Bobby with a decision to make here. Do you send the runners? The answer is probably no. Lead guy is J.J. Schwarz. Speed is not his stock in trade. Logan Davidson on at first. Logan is now 7 for 14 in this series. That is really cool to see. He has 9 hits on the season, 7 in this series. Delivery right down the chute on Darryl Newman. He's talking to himself, maybe yelling at himself and walking away. So the first out of the inning comes on the called third strike to Darryl Hernandez. Third strikeout for Lund. And here's Shane McGuire, popped to short his first time. By the way, those teams I gave you, Giants, Dodgers, Cubs, and Cardinals, that's in order, 1, 2, 3, and 4, the four franchises with 11,000 wins. Yankees are actually 8th overall. Thought I'd throw them in there because of the name recognition. Pitch down for ball one, 1 ball, no strikes. So 9 teams have at least 10,000 wins. This is just a little bonus. How many teams have 10,000 losses, do you suppose? And the number's about to change. Swinging a fly ball left field toward the corner. If it's fair, it's going to do damage, and it is right on the chalk fair ball. That will drive home a run. That'll be a single. Good hustle by Kaepernick to track it down. J.J. Schwarz got a nice read on that. He scores from second base. If he's not heads up, not ahead to stop at third, McGuire sends a single down the left field line, stopping at second, Logan Davidson. Logan to third, I beg your pardon. And that is... Oh, Shane did get to second base, forgive me. What did I just miss right there? My goodness, thought he stopped it at first base. Shane McGuire, by the way, for Shane, boy, he is a doubles machine. Again, drives home J.J. Logan comes to third. Second and third, one away. Here's Michael Goldberg. Takes up high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Shane McGuire has 7 hits on the year. 5 of them are doubles. And that one right on the chalk. Or paint, as the case may be. Either way, it was right on it. Goldberg swings, and this is, comes up empty. 1 ball, 1 strike. So 2 runs across. 3-1 Rockhounds. Second and third, 1 man down. Infield in all the way around, pretty much even with the bags. So not all the way to the edge of the grass. Goldberg waits from the right side. Swings and sends one towards second, and going to come home, and they got it. Boy, that's a... Nope, the ball got loose. Stas dropped the ball. We'll see how that will be scored. Boy, and Connor Lund is really frustrated. That also costs an out. By the way, the official scorekeeper, who is, I'm sure, a fine individual, but he mumbles in the in-house PA, so couldn't hear what he called right there. We'll check it on the readout. Eric Peterson, the pitching coach, will come out. So Logan Davidson scores. Now, whether that's going to be a fielder's choice in an RBI or not, be a fielder's choice for Michael Goldberg. Advancing to third is Shane McGuire. Rockhounds lead 4-1, and we'll see how that'll be called. We'll go real deep into this. We'll get back to it with a tinge more trivia later. 9 teams have won at least 10,000 games in big league history. How many have lost that many? Right now, it's 6. The Phillies, Braves, Pirates, Cubs, Reds, and Cardinals. And again, they've been around a long time, but they have lost 10,000 or more. The Dodgers and the Orioles, coming into play today, have each lost 9,945. So, pretty sure that number is going to jump from 6 to 8 this season. 10,000 losses, but again, it's a lot of baseball. Called strike to Cooper Bowman, outside corner, 0-1. Boy, there's going to be no error on that last play. It was close enough, and that was my question, because the ball did come loose from the catcher, Stas. A swing and a miss, it's 0-2 to Bowman, so it is a straight fielder's choice. RBI. First and third, still one man down. Again, no out on that fielder's choice. 0-2 to Bowman. The stretch and pitch by Lund, and that ball lined into right field, and another 0-2 base hit. And coming all the way around to third with good hustle is Michael Goldberg. So a base hit for Cooper Bowman. That coming with 0-2. And in to score easily is Shane McGuire. And as mentioned, Goldberg with good speed. Got a good jump and comes all the way around from first to third. So that is the fourth base hit of the inning for the Rockhounds. They're sixth of the ball game. Throw over to first base will chase the runner back. And again, this is now a four-run inning. So the Cardinals jumped on top on the Antico home run. The Rockhounds have now answered with five. First and third, still one man down. Lawrence Butler takes a breaking pitch for a strike, 0-1. Lawrence 0-2. Left-handed hitter has flown to left and struck out. Good speed on the base paths. Cooper Bowman, when he is edging, is he going? Nope, staying home and a swing and a foul back. And Cooper has eight steals in as many attempts. Now he's 1-for-3, his seventh RBI of the season for Cooper Bowman. First and third, the runners. Count is 0-2 to Lawrence Butler. And there is activity. The Cardinals bullpen pitch up high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. There is a pole that holds up the screen that runs up the first base side. Pole sits about halfway between the infield and the outfield wall. It's amazing how it can obstruct your view of a pitcher in the bullpen. Fly ball, center field. Antico there, but that should be deep enough to score the run. Yep, and there will be no throw home. Lawrence Butler, sacrifice fly. And the Hounds will bring home Michael Goldberg, and this is a five-run inning and a 6-1 lead. It wasn't a base hit, but it was an RBI, and that came with an 0-2 start. It was a 1-2 pitch. Lawrence with his ninth run batted in of this season. Runner at first, two down. Hounds have batted around. Chase Callaway go for two. He's lined out to shortstop and struck out swinging. Picks up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Well, for Connor Lunn, each of his three outings has been somewhat similar, though he's given up more runs in this game than he did in the first two combined. Throw over to first base. Chases the runner back, Lawrence Butler. Again, Lawrence last night did have two steals. Had a question, a call at the time. Defensive indifference had been called on one of his steals. It didn't look that way, but apparently they went back and looked. He'll run again. Pitch is taken up and away to throw, and he beat it again. Lawrence Butler. Boy, he is. That's Cooper, of course. Forgive me. Cooper with his ninth steal. 9-for-9 is Cooper Bowman. And that one comes with two out in the inning, puts a runner in scoring position. One ball, one strike to Cooper. Just mentioning Lawrence because last night we thought he had two steals. It was listed as one originally, but it did correct it. He was swinging the ground ball, got a chance up the middle. Base hit for Chase. That will drive home a run. Well, the Hounds are rocking and rolling in the fourth inning here in Springfield. Chase Callaway with his sixth RBI of the season and of this series. And the Rockhounds now will bat around and then some. The stolen base pays off as Cooper Bowman scores easily from second after stealing his ninth of the year. And that's going to bring Jose Lajera out, and that is going to be it for Connor Lunn. Oh boy, the Rockhounds doing some serious damage here. They have scored six runs in the inning. It'll be seven runs on seven hits for the Hounds, and Connor Lunn will walk to the dugout, and well, that's a rough afternoon for the Cardinal right-hander. So Springfield will go to the bullpen here, and the guy who started the inning with a walk, Greg Dykeman, will be the batter with six runs across. Well, baseball is, again, of course, such a remarkably goofy game. Last night, the Rockhounds stranded 17 base runners. They have, at this point, stranded two. They have one man on, but with one man on base with six runs across. Long excellent conversation on the mound here. And we get the, once the community meeting breaks up, see if we can grab a uniform number here on the new pitcher. He is a surrounded man right now. And we should get a look at who comes on to pitch for the Cardinals. And it will be Jose Martinez. Right-hander will relieve Connor Lund here in the fourth. So Martinez out of the bullpen. He will inherit here in the fourth inning a runner at first base with two men down. Connor Lund, 3 2/3. Gives up 7 base hits, 7 runs. Walked 1, struck out 3. He's responsible for the man on, of course, at first base, and that's Chase Calabrese. Now, the Rockhounds remarkably efficient in this inning after an evening in which they won the game 4-2, but efficiency was not at the top of the list. Here's Greg Dykeman. He has tripled, walked, and scored both times. Swings, ground ball, right side, base hit. Just got under the feet of Chase Calabrese, who had to jump to avoid it. And Dykeman with a base hit. So on Martinez's first pitch, Greg Dykeman lines a single to right. Calabrese to second base. And now we'll bring up J.J. Schwarz. J.J. 2 for 2. 2 singles. A run and a ribby. Playing first base this afternoon is J.J. Martinez comes set. Long look at the runner at second base. It's Calabrese. Delivers down and in for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to J.J. Well, Greg Dykeman, we said it had a kind of a tough series offensively, 2 for 17 coming in, but my goodness, 2 for 2, a walk on base all 3 times. J.J. takes a strike, 1-1. And having done that sort of thing over the course of 30-plus years, not the 3 for 3, ever. Nope, not even in the Magnolia Little League in Seattle, Washington, but if you have a really good day right in front of a lengthy bus ride, and the guys have, well, I think their 2 longest that the Hounds make, I believe, are Springfield and Springdale, which is Springdale, Arkansas. So double-digit hour bus ride coming up, but it'll get a little nicer, seem a little shorter when you have that kind of a day. Here's the 1-1. Pitch down and away for a ball. 2 balls and a strike. Jose Martinez on the pitch, making his fourth appearance. Has an 8.10 ERA, so off to a struggle of a start in 23, but still just April. Pitch way up and in for a ball, 3 balls and 1 strike. Opening game of this series, Springfield built a 12-0 lead. Hounds got things going at the end. They rallied back a little, 12-5. Ground ball left side. This is going to be a tough play. Shortstop Gamboa throws across his body and got him. Good play by Arquimedes Gamboa, the shortstop. Nicely handled. Inning over and a smattering of applause. But the Rockhounds send 11 batters to the plate. And unlike last night, they are, boy, efficient with them here. As 7 of the 11 score in the inning. So the Rockhounds have busted loose here. And as we go to the bottom half of the fourth, our Village Car Wash score of this game now reads the Rockhounds 7 and Springfield Cardinals 1.
Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at texasford.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021 CUI total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. at Sundance Creek in Midland, a Western vibe and modern comforts combined with resort-style indulgence. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Last of the fourth, guy who made the good defensive play, Arquidamus Gamboa, stands in, takes a called strike from Jake Walkinshaw. Arquidamus was at the plate when, let's say, Alvarez stole second, then tried to advance. Takes a called strike here, quick 0-2 count from the Rockhounds right-hander. Boy, what a difference about a week of baseball can make. Here's a swing and a foul tip in and out of Shane's glove, 0-2. And Jake Walkinshaw on Tuesday night went 3 1/3. Gave up 7 hits, 6 runs, 1 home run. That was that 3-run shot by Andy Páez, or rather Pedro, forgive me. Andy is with Tulsa. Pitched down low for a ball, 1-2. This afternoon, he gave up a home run to the first man he faced, Mike Antico. Now the Rockhounds have answered, and then some, 7-1 score. Fly ball, right field, straight away for Greg Dykeman. He's there and has it. High fly ball. One man down in the fourth. By the way, in that last inning, correct myself on the numbers, 11 batters to the plate. 6 of them scored. 3 outs, of course, and 2 men left on base, but after last night, that's a good number anyway, but after a night in which, boy, the Hounds left as many men on base as maybe as you and I have ever seen in a 9-inning game. Pitched down and away to Matt Kuperniak for ball one. 17 men left on base. Look at that number after the game. It was hard to believe, and you and I watched it. Pitched down and in for a ball. 2 balls, no strikes to Kuperniak. Left-handed hitter is Matt. Flew out to his opposite number. Left fielder Chase Calabuig in the first inning. Pedro Páez on deck. 2-0, a big swing and a miss. Kuperniak comes up empty. Kuperniak, who was born in London, England. Doesn't make his home there anymore. Pitch outside for a ball. 3 balls and 1 strike. Makes his home in Adams, Massachusetts. Pitch up high and away. Ball four. It's probably the last thing Jake wanted to do there. His ball club just gave him a 6-run lead with a 6-run top of the fourth. A free pass here. And here's Pedro Páez. 3-run home run against Jake on Tuesday night in the first inning. Struck out looking to end the first here this afternoon. Pedro Páez out of Maracay, Venezuela. Backup pitch and a good one called strike. 0-1 on the inside edge. No balls and a strike. LB Jones on deck for the Cardinals. Check swing. Did not mean to. Tried to hold up, but chopped it foul at the plate. Count goes 0-2. It's a little early there. The South Division right now, 4 teams at 7-7. Corpus Christi struggling a bit there, 4-10. Hooks will come to town beginning Tuesday. A swing and a miss on a pitch to the dirt. Boy, Pa has really fooled on that pitch. So a walk to Kuperniak is followed up by a 3-pitch whip, his 5th of the game for Jake. And it's 1-1 with 2 away, and here's LB Jones, the 4th. Well, just glanced, it was... Look at the scoreboard. Boy, it must be raining pretty good in Corpus Christi. They have been postponed due to weather. It's San Antonio and Corpus Christi. Pitch up and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. They'll make that up if the teams, and I would imagine they play again in the first half, although you don't know. There are some quirky parts of the schedule. Backup pitch, that just missed for a ball. It's 2-0. That makes for a lot of baseball in a week if you have the last game of a series rained out, as they have today. When they next meet, they'll have to play 7 games in 6 days. It's a lot of ball. Pitch down and in for a ball against one opponent, of course. Pitch down and in for ball three. So Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Walkinshaw here, he walked Kopierniak on 5 pitches, struck Paez out on 3, and now he's 3-0 to L.V. Jones. Right-handed hitter waits. Jones takes. That's a strike. Just got there, 3-1. Wichita scored 3 in the first inning at Tulsa, but the Drillers have come back top of the 6th in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Wichita 3, Tulsa 2. Tulsa's dominated that series. Ground ball sharply hit the third to second base for one from Logan Davidson, and that will go the short way for the third out. Logan handles the sharply hit ball off the bat of L.V. Jones, goes the short way to Cooper Bowman, and the inning will come to an end. So Jake Walkinshaw, boy, at least through 4 innings, turned around a whole different scenario after he gave up the early home run. But since then, he has really been good. He's given up one single and one walk since the first inning, and that is all. So we'll go to the top half of the 5th. And after that fourth inning uprising, our Village Car Wash score 2-4 complete. The Rockhounds 7 and Springfield 1.
If you love HEB but don't always have the time for shopping at HEB, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce. Get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My HEB app today and start shopping at HEB, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See HEB.com for details.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime, the choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
One of the nice parts about our stops in Springfield each season, I don't know why this particular gesture, because so many of us in the league do it, including the Rockhounds at Momentum Bank Ballpark, but the salute to service here is really well done, and this is just why I love coming here to Springfield. It is really, this is classic middle America in a lot of ways. I mean that, by the way, as a compliment. It's got just a little father knows best, leave it to Beaver to it. I mean, it's just it's a very traditional in many ways, and I'm sure that's not the case all across the town, but there's just that real sense of great tradition here. And their salute to service is always really, really cool. It comes at the end of the 4th inning, and at some point all of the guys on the field and the coaches all stop and join in the applause, and it just makes for a real nice moment at the ballpark. Logan Davidson stands in. He's 1-for-2. Had a crazy base hit his last time. He's going to chop this foul wide to first base. Hit a ball back to the pitcher, starter Connor Lund. Lund made the play, but couldn't get the ball out of his glove. Ended up throwing the glove to first base. Ball came out. Bouncer foul again. Quick 0-2 count to Logan. And, of course, I'm sure you could argue that it is an error, but according to the baseball, just the way the rule book is written, it's not an error. And so Logan got a base hit, pitched down and in for ball 1-2. And so 7-for-14 in this series. A couple of doubles, a couple of RBIs. I'm sorry, one double, 2 RBIs. The 1-2 pitch to the Rockhounds third baseman lines it, but foul. First base side down the line, 1-2. Logan Davidson, Darryl Hernandez, and Shane McGuire in the Rockhounds' 5th. A 6-run 4th inning. The Rock Rockhounds with seven unanswered after the Mike Antico home run. Line drive, base hit center field. This is really nice to see. And that ball is bobbled. Antico, who is a good defender, makes the error. So a single compounded by an error to center fielder Mike Antico. Boy, he just flat bobbled that thing. Misplayed it. Now, Logan Davidson is now 8 for 15 in this series. Again, third season with the Rockhounds, and the bat has just not come around at the AA level yet. Really, as a pro, hasn't really come around offensively. Pitch up high for a ball 1-0, but clearly, I mean, a ton of talent, and we'll just have to see when the Hounds settle in at home for a couple of home series. Logan can keep it going. And my goodness, 8 for 15 in this series in Springfield. Pitch a called strike, just got there outside edge to Darryl Hernandez. He has walked and struck out looking in this game. So one on, nobody down. First error of the ball game. Overall, it's been a very well played series defensively. Pitch is just down low for a ball. Count goes 2-1. Thought I had the errors written down here somewhere on the cheat sheet, and I don't believe that I do. Error broadcaster. Two balls, one strike. Martinez set the delivery in a chopper third base side. Boy, if that stays fair, it's going to be a base hit, but nope, Bushberger will touch it in foul ground, so Darryl Hernandez will come back to the dish with a 2-2 count. Amarillo is leading Northwest Arkansas 3-0. Three runs on one hit for Amarillo. That game is at Springdale, Arkansas. And one evening game, that's Arkansas and Frisco. Arkansas leads the league overall at 10-4. And they'll go this evening in the Metroplex. San Antonio and Corpus Christi washed away. Swinging a fly ball, right center field, not deep. Antico circles around and has it. Runner will bluff but will not try to advance. So Darryl Hernandez flies out to right center field. One man down in the fifth inning. Batter is Shane McGuire. Shane doubled his last time up. That drove in a run. He has four RBIs, as mentioned, of his 7 base hits on the year. Five have been doubles. Left-handed hitter, he's the catcher. Logan Davidson takes the lead. 7-1 Rockhounds, 7-1 in the fifth inning. Bluff move, and Martinez will not throw to second, just turns and looks that way. No activity in the Rockhounds bullpen, so Jake Walkinshaw will come back for the fifth inning. Pitch outside corner, got there, called strike to Shane, 0-1. He popped a short in the second inning and that RBI double in the fourth. Hounds have two extra base hits, the RBI double by Shane, the triple that turned into a game-tying run early for Greg Dykeman. Everything else singles, pitch down in the dirt, good stop by Staws, the catcher. One ball, one strike. Mentioned last night, Roiber Salinas went 5 innings, and he did eventually pick up the win. And, boy, he had to feel pretty unappreciated when he left the mound in the fifth inning last night. Here's the stretch. Pitch on the way by Martinez, low and in, backhanded by Staws at the shoe tops, 2-1. Roiber went 5 innings, gave up 1 run on 1 hit, and 2 walks, which we'll touch on in a moment, but 1 run, 1 hit, 2 walks, 10 strikeouts in 5 innings, and left the game trailing 1-0. It's a bouncer foul, it's 2-2. Now, if you're just in an absolute pitcher's duel and you walk off down 1-0 after 5, that's one thing. But the Rockhounds had absolutely dominated. They had chance after chance, and through 5 innings, I had 7 men left on base. I think it was more than that. But they had opportunities galore and just had not been able to score. Pitch down and in. Count goes 3-2. And so when Roiber went to the dugout, he was down 1-0 despite a brilliant performance. The Rockhounds scored twice in the sixth. Yeah, they had left 9 men on base through 5 innings. That sounds more like it. Left 17 on last night. Pitch swung on, chopped up the middle. That's got a chance, and that is going to be gloved by Gamboa, but he's got no play. Boy, our team in this, Gamboa, went a mile and a quarter to get that ball. Again, you cannot shift. So the shortstop is on the left side of the bag as you and I look at it. I don't know if we'll get a second look. I'd love to see how far he went. Base hit for Shane McGuire. Advancing to third is Logan Davidson, and the batter is Michael Goldberg. Michael 0 for 2, but with a fielder's choice, a run, and a ribby. Gamboa was about a third of the way toward first base between second and first when he finally came to a stop. Pitch down low for a ball, 1 ball and no strikes. Roiber Salinas did get the win last night. And the two walks, just Murphy's law of pitching. Here's the delivery to Goldberg. Ground ball sharply hit shortstop. Gamboa makes the play to second base for one, and the relay nowhere near in time. Ball will get away and out of play. So it will be a fielder's choice compounded by an error with an RBI for Michael Goldberg. Out at second is Shane McGuire. In to score is Logan Davidson. Let's see if that run will be earned or unearned. That's really going to be scorekeeper's judgment. The error on the throw by the second baseman, Nick Dunn. So the Rockhounds add another. It is 8-1. Second RBI for Michael, although he doesn't have a base hit. Now here's Cooper Bowman. Cooper 1-for-3, single, steal, run, and a ribby. Called strike 0-1. Last night, Roiber Salinas walked two batters. They are the first two walks he has issued all season, four outings. But his first two walks, they came on 8 pitches. Go figure. Baseball is so goofy. Pitch to Cooper, ball hit in the air to center field, back is Antico, and he's got it. Boy, that was a line shot. So the inning will come to an end. We'll check earned or unearned on the run, but the Rockhounds add one, and midway through this game, as we go to the bottom half of the fifth, our Village Car Wash score of this game now reads the Rockhounds 8. And Springfield Cardinals 1.
The Whataburger Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger is an all-time favorite. It brings so many flavors together in harmony, you might wonder if it's greater than the sum of its parts. It's got 2 all-beef patties, both of which fantastic. Crispy bacon, love that. Grilled onions, melty cheese. I mean, who could say no? And sweet and spicy pepper sauce. Yes, please. I guess we're kind of partial to every part. The Sweet and Spicy Bacon Burger from Whataburger. Just like you like it.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers.
Well, the Rockhounds lead it at the midway point of this game. Hounds have 8 runs on 10 hits, no errors. Cardinals, 1 run, 2 hits, and 2 errors. And they are, at least at this point in time, they're crediting that run to Jose Martinez as being earned. I think that probably sounds right. Jake Walkinshaw will go back to the mound here for the bottom half of inning number 5. Mentioning Roiber Salinas last night, he walked 2 batters, right, on 8 pitches, the only 2 walks that he has issued on the season. He struck out 10, so he has struck out 24 batters this year. He has walked 2. That's a 12-1 ratio. And wouldn't you know, one of the 2 guys he walks comes across the score, the only run. And the Hounds had stranded 9 base runners at that point, and Roiber left with a 1-0 deficit. But Hounds got a couple in the 6th last night. David Leal came in, and Rockhounds went on to win 4-2. Called strike to Jacob Buschberger, 0-1. Buschberger, Dunn, and Alvarez in the 5th. Hounds adding a run to the top of the inning, so it's an 8-1 ball game. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, out towards second. Cooper Bowman looking up into the high sky, edge of the grass. He's got it. A little bit of breeze in a high sky. Cooper handles on the pop-up. One man down. Now for Nick Dunn. Dunn flew out to center field his first time up. We'll mention it top of this broadcast today, but what Chase Cohen looked so good last night. Hit 97 on the gun. Got the save, struck outside, in fact, in the ninth inning. Dunn takes high and away for a ball, 1-0. Nick, left-handed hitter. Swings ground ball out towards second. Cooper Bowman, edge of the grass, makes the play. Throw to first for the out. So Cooper busy to start the fifth inning. Two up, two down. Jose Alvarez will be the batter. Jose, a single his first time up. He singled the left center. Stole a base, and then thinking, I'm guessing, the ball got loose, and it did get out of Cooper Bowman's glove, but it didn't go very far. Tapper back to the mound. Walkinshaw knocks it down. Pursues. Underhands. Got him. Boy, knocked it down nicely, did Jake. Stayed with it. Kind of lost his balance trying to knock that ball down. And for just the second time in this ball game, the Cardinals will go in order, but in order they do. And boy, for Jake Walkinshaw, what a difference here this afternoon compared to Tuesday night when they got him for six runs, did the Cardinals. Five innings in the books in Springfield, Missouri. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 8, Cardinals 1.
And we're back with breaking news. Coke Zero Sugar might be the best Coke ever.
That's right, Jim. Coke Zero Sugar is a must-try for any Coke fan, so make sure you... Jim. Jim. We're bonding there.
Ooh, yes, this tastes like the best Coke ever to me. Your thoughts, Jen?
Well, can I have a sip?
Jen, we're in the middle of reporting the news.
I need to try it first.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry, and the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision-makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter-Telegram, delivering life every day.
We go to the top half of the sixth. First pitch, swing, Lawrence. Butler drives one left center, got a chance. It will find the base of the wall, retrieved by Antico. Lawrence Butler jumped on the first pitch from Jose Martinez, drove that ball deep left center. So Lawrence now 1-for-3. He drives a double. Rocking and rolling here this afternoon in Springfield. Leadoff double. Lawrence Butler had a sack fly earlier in the game, so he's now 1-for-3, double and a ribby. Chase Calaboy, the batter, 1-for-3 with a single, part of the six-run fourth inning. Greg Dykeman will follow. He has had a big game. Chase takes. Down and in for ball one. One ball, no strikes. By the way, I've been mentioning this. They do a couple of cool things here. Some cool things on their video board. And of course, a lot of the teams do very much. Our creative department back home in Rocky Town as well. 1-0 pitch, high for ball two. 2-0. They do a fan pool here, and they show two images, and you text, and you either choose the one on the left or the one on the right. I think you text cards one or cards two. And they've had some cool stuff. Now, today, I've got to question these people. Here's the 2-0. Ball sliced foul out of play. Two balls and one strike to Chase. He's 1-for-3. Lined out to short, sharply. Struck out and singled. They had a couple of days ago, early in the series, they had LeBron James and Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan won. I concur. Waffles and pancakes, that, I mean, gosh, how do you choose, really? Here's the 2-1 slice foul again. So I think waffles might have made a comeback and won briefly. But now today, now I don't know here. I don't know about these people. And this is a traditional part of the country. Donuts or donut holes? Donuts or donut holes, which is, by the way, an oxymoron, but that's neither here nor there. 2-2 pitch. Just outside. Boy, Martinez thought he had a strikeout. Full count to Chase. First base open, top of the sixth. 8-1 Rockhounds. Hounds about hit Springfield, 11-2. Hounds trying to get over 500 if they put this game away. Delivery swung on sharply, hit towards second, handle by Dunn on the edge of the right field grass. Throws to first for the out. Butler will advance to third, so that's a productive out on a sharply hit ball. Well, Donut Holes made a significant comeback. It was 74-26% donuts early in the voting, and then when time ran out, it was by a narrow margin, but it was Donut Holes over donuts? Really? Maybe you concur. Ground ball by Dykeman, foul ball, first base side. Greg has tripled and scored, walked and scored, and singled. So 2-for-2. Triple coming on an 0-2 pitch. Game now, of course, sees the Rockhounds with an 8-1 lead, but Hounds tied it in the second inning on back-to-back 0-2 base hits. Greg takes low and away for a ball. One ball, one strike. I love the phrase donut hole. A hole is empty. That's why it's called a hole. So, but anyway, hey, it works. We all know what they are. Pitch down low for a ball. Two balls and one strike. But donut holes over donuts. I don't know that I can agree with the good folks here in Springfield on that. Cool thing they do here, though, really is. Two balls, one strike. Ball swung on, lifted high in the air to center field. This is more than deep enough to score the run. This ball might get out of here. That's high, deep, up. That ball is gone. Straight away center field. Onto the batter's eye. Greg Dykeman sidewalk souvenir. And the Hounds have double digits. Well, every once in a while we say something that actually turns out to be at least moderately wise. That was that Greg Dykeman just 2-for-17 in the series. But, again, a guy with a lot of experience. Said that guy you could put in that four spot with some confidence. Well, he's 3-for-3 and he's a double away from the cycle. Rockhounds lead 10-1. Dykeman is 3-for-3 plus a walk. He has a triple, single, and homer. JJ takes called strike inside corner to JJ Schwartz. He's 2-for-3, two singles, a run, and a ribby. Boy, just, again, baseball is just crazy. Pitch up and in for ball 1-1. And, of course, it's, as is every game, pretty much. I mean, you start with nothing, and you play the game. But after last night, stretch by Martinez, pitch outside 2-1. And you and I are, at some point, by the way, this season is kind of cool. We'll do game number 4,000. You and I, with this franchise, pitched down and away for a ball. It's a lot of baseball. But, so you and I, we've seen a great deal. Now, I don't know, and it would be impossible, I think, to go back and check. Here's a swing and a chopper toward third base, handled by Bushberger. A little high hop, stays with it, throws to first for the out. JJ retired, so two men down in the inning, but two runs across. But in a nine-inning game, to leave 17 men on base and to win. Just really somewhat astounding. Now, the Hounds have left 5 men on base in this game, but they've also scored 10 runs on 12 base hits. A swing and a miss by Logan Davidson, 0-1. Logan with a pair of singles, that crazy one in the fourth. Ball hit back to the mound, and Connor Lund couldn't get the ball out of the glove. Ended up throwing the glove and the ball, but neither got there. Here's bouncer foul quickly, 0-2 count out of Logan. So in this game, Rockhounds have 10 runs on 12 hits after scoring 4 runs on 11 hits and 11 walks last night. Backup pitch down and away, 1-2. 1 walk in this game, so they've scored 10 runs with 13 base runners. There's a swing and a fly ball to left field, and that will be handled easily by Kopierniak, so the inning over, but Greg Dykeman adds to the Rockhounds lead with his second home run of the year. RBIs 5 and 6, and that was a genuine article. Hit the ball onto the batter's eye in center field. Greg Dykeman for the home run. So the Hounds are in double digits. We go to the bottom of the sixth, and our Village Car Wash score, Hounds 10 and Springfield 1.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts. Plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
To the bottom half of the sixth inning we go. Heard from Astound Broadband just a moment ago. And on our road to the show, kind of a cool connection here. We're in Springfield, Missouri, of course, and is the home of Missouri State University. And there's a really nice connection. Jeremy Ironman, who was not in the lineup in this game, had a wonderful series in his homecoming. First time the Hounds, I think they played here in 2021. Called strike to Wade Staws. Top of the order, Mike Antico on deck, and then Arquidamus Gamboa. But Jeremy Ironman attended Missouri State, was an All-American with the Bears. Swinging a foul out of play, count is 0-1. And a couple of other, and I had forgotten about one of them, and one of the really, really good guys, and one of the most impressive single offensive seasons in franchise history, Jason Hart. Jason went to Missouri State. He's got to the big leagues briefly. He's been a hitting coach with the Texas Rangers organization. Breaking pitch, called third strike. That just froze Wade Staws. You know, Jake Walkinshaw, really just a cool story here this afternoon as the Hounds have backed him and backed him big time. But after giving up the solo home run to this fella, Mike Antico, Jake's settling in. Pitch high and away for ball, 1-1, no strikes. Jason Hart in 2000, now that was the old ballpark, but he had 326 for the Rockhounds with 30 home runs and 121 runs batted in. Strike call to Mike Antico. Yeah, he was the hitting coach of Frisco for a long while. He shuffled, I think, before last year. And Jason, one of the really good guys, just swing and a miss as Antico out in front. So a 1-2 count. Antico homered in the first. He narrowly missed a home run in the third inning, sending a line drive, another one to right field, but that one went foul, then was called out on strikes. The 1-2, outside for a ball, 2-2. Springfield had a 1-0 lead in this game. The Rockhounds have scored 10 since. Gamboa on deck. Pitch swung on, popped in the air, middle of the infield. Anyone, anyone, anyone. Four guys there, it'll be Cooper Bowman. Communication is a wonderful thing. Pop out to second base. So Jason Hart of Missouri State, again, just such a man, just one of the really, really good guys. And one of my, another of my all-time favorites is Brad Ziegler, who pitched here. Missouri State, Brad Spent part of three seasons with the Rockhounds, beginning in 2005 briefly, that championship year, in fact. Pitch high and away for a ball, one ball, no strikes to Arkita Mascambola. Nobody on, two men down. Jake Walkinshaw. Activity beginning behind him, I think, in the bullpen. Somebody's standing. Don't know if anybody's warming. Pitch high, ball two. And Brad Ziegler's path to the big, it's just one of my all-time favorite stories. And when it's a good guy to boot, that just makes it all the better. Pitch skitters back to the screen. The count goes 3-0. Brad played here, was briefly a teammate with Ryan Howard, longtime slugger for the Phillies. Went to Missouri State. 3-0 pitch. That'll get there, 3-1. And, in fact, the Phillies drafted Ryan, and he pitched in the New York Penn League, which at the time was short season single A. Pitched one season, part of it anyway. Swing, fly ball, left center field. That's well struck, but it won't carry. Calabrese is there. He's got it pretty well straight away left center. Not overly deep. So it is a 1-2-3 inning, and again, Jake Walkinshaw. Now, I'm guessing he is done for the day. And if so, man, a tip of the cap, because he had a rough day Tuesday and gave up a home run to the first guy he faced in this game. And basically, that's been it. One walk and one hit since. How about that? So we have played six. And our Village Car Wash score of this ballgame remains the Rockhounds 10 and the Springfield Cardinals 1.
VIP Sports Getaway is the official transportation provider for the Rockhounds, and they can be your getaway too. Cowboy fans, check out our packages for the 2023 season. They include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages. VIP Sports Getaway offers Rangers baseball packages, too. To find out more, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram Truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, two and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the newly redesigned Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
There's something special at every Rockhounds home game. Sundays are family days with the Hounds. Get five tickets for just $25 with a coupon from the Saturday edition of the Midland Reporter Telegram. Family Sundays are made possible by Academy Sports and Outdoors and by All-American Chevrolet of Midland. Game time is 1 o'clock at Momentum Bank Ballpark. You can check out all the details online at MidlandRockhounds.org.
Daryl Hernandez leads off. We go to the top half of the seventh. 10-1 Rockhounds. Hernandez takes a called strike from Jose Martinez on the outside corner. Bottom third of the Hounds order. Hernandez, McGuire, and Goldberg face the right-hander. Daryl over 2 with a walk. Swings, ground ball, third base. Handled there by Bushberger. Sets up, throws, and got him. No one down here in the seventh. I believe, yep, there is activity in the Rockhounds bullpen. I think we can safely say Jake Walkinshaw's day is done. Man, you love it when kid just kind of just hung in there. He really got knocked around opening night in this series, getting 6 runs and 3 and a third. And the first guy he faces homers against him today, and that's been it. Line drive off the bat of McGuire to deep right field, but it'll just short of the wall, and Alvarez hauls it in. One pitch, one swing, line shot. Off the bat of Shane McGuire, hauled in maybe a half step from the wall over the shoulder by Alvarez. Get a second look here. Up just a couple of strides short of the wall, well struck but handled. So quickly two down, and here's Michael Goldberg. Since the home run, pitch on the outside corner for a strike, Michael on this day, 0 for 3, but he has a run and two ribbies. Jake Walkinshaw, a walk and a single, and that was it after the home run. That's all he gave up. Called strike two. So Goldberg down on the count. Martinez all of a sudden looked like a Cy Young Award winner here. The 0-2 stretch and pitch, and that drops down low, 1-2. Jake for the day, 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts. Boy, you have to wonder what was going through his mind when Antico homered to start the first inning. Pitched down low for a ball, 2-2. Again, on Tuesday night, the first 3 batters, Antico, Kopierniak, and Paez, each got on with Paez hitting a 3-run home run. Pitch bounces to the plate, and an 0-2 count is now a 3-2 count to Michael Goldberg. So tip of the cap big time to Jake Walkinshaw. That's a terrific performance this afternoon. And walks one, strikes out 6. Delivery swung on, and Goldberg sends ball in the air to left center field, but that's tracked down nicely on the move. Kopierniak got a nice read on that ball and tracks it down. So the Hounds will go in order in this ballgame. By the way, we'll wrap up our road to the show with the Missouri State combination and a little trivia coming up for you as well. We're going to go to the bottom half of the 7th inning in this one. And the Rockhounds have, been rocking and rolling here in Springfield this afternoon. Village Car Wash score of our game, Hounds 10, Springfield 1.
When the game goes into overtime. But the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The 7th inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy.
Come back to Springfield. I didn't know they were going to do God Bless America here this afternoon. Wouldn't you know, we missed the entire thing. Well, that's perfect timing there. Amazing how these things occur to you. I glanced down and I was expecting, of course, a relief pitcher, which the Rockhounds will do. Jake Walkinshaw's day indeed is done. But you look down onto the diamond and there is no pitcher and no pitcher to be seen anywhere. And then I realized what was going on. So pitching change will be made here, and Jaciel De La Cruz will be the pitcher. We'll do a little non-Googleable trivia here coming up for you. And tip our cap to one of our favorite alums, Brad Ziegler. Started to mention him the other night briefly, but we're mentioning that Missouri State combination and that road to the Rockhounds and onto the show. Jeremy Ironman, Jason Hart. My goodness, that guy's swinging bat. Ryan Howard played here. He was a teammate of Brad Ziegler. So, Jaciel De La Cruz would be the man to come on to pitch. And again, the line on Walkinshaw, terrific. 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. And after the Cardinals roughed him up on Tuesday evening, comes back strong. Talking about all-time wins and losses, and I have no idea. I guess it was one of those on this date in baseball history that caught my eye. But mentioned the all-time winningest team, most number of wins ever. That's the Giants, New York and San Francisco. So, how about all-time losses? Okay, 6 teams have at least 10,000 losses, and not this season, as the guy used to say on ESPN, that would be a record. 1 team has lost 11,000 times. 1 team, big league history. Which of these is it? Is it the Phillies, the Cubs, the Pirates, or the Reds? Now, they've all been around a long time. That's why the mammoth numbers. There are 9 teams with 10,000 wins. There are 6 teams with at least 10,000 losses. 2 more will pass that this year, Dodgers and Orioles. Only 1 team in history has lost 11,000 games. Who is it? Phillies, Cubs, Pirates, Reds. Okay. Philadelphia, Chicago, Pittsburgh, or Cincinnati. And in fact, none of those teams has moved. They've been in the same towns their entire franchise history. We go to the bottom of the 7th, and De La Cruz delivers up high to Matt Kopierniak. Pedro Paez and L.V. Jones, the 4th. Will follow here in the 7th. Hounds with a 6-run inning back in the 4th, and that's really where this ball game took a big old left turn. Pitch way up high from Jaciel for ball 2. 2 balls, no strikes. Dana Cruz has struggled a bit out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Comes on in the 7th. Of course, it's at this point, lopsided ball game, but 3 innings still to go. Swinging, there is a high fly ball to right field. Greg Dykeman shields his eyes, edge of the track, looking up. and looks it into the glove for the out. So towering fly ball to right field. One man down for Pedro Páez. He is 0 for 2 in this one. Couple of strikeouts. Well, you could have Googled by now. I know sometimes I give you time to Google, which I trust you know. Okay, Phillies, Cubs, Pirates, or Reds? Which of those has lost 11,000 games? Now, remember, it goes back to basically the turn of the 20th century. I think the Reds are the oldest of those teams. They're not the answer, though. Pitch down the middle, called strike to Pedro Páez, 0-1. See, it's probably the reason their fans are always so grumpy. It's the Phillies. Including this year, they have lost 11,186 games overall. Cubs, Pirates, and Reds have also lost 10,000 times. Swinging the ball, well hit to left. Halligwe going back, reaches up, makes the catch two strides short of the track in left field. Fine drive to left, handled by Chase Halligwe. So the Giants are the winningest team of all time, and the Phillies are the other end of it. Mentioned as of today, going into play today, the Dodgers and the Orioles have lost the exact same number of games, 9,945, so they'll probably get to 10,000 on this season. But again, that covers more than a century of baseball. Pitch misses for ball one to L.J. Jones, the fourth first baseman, has bounced out and bounced into a fielder's choice. Hounds lead it by the score of 10-1. A tale of two 180s in this game, really. Pop up in the left center field. It'll carry a little but not a lot. Calabuig there. Glasses glisten, and he's got it for the out. Well, for Jaciel De La Cruz, this isn't exactly a high-pressure scenario with a 10-1 ball game, but he's struggled on the year, and he has himself a 1-2-3 inning. So we have played seven totals in a moment. We'll wrap up our road to the show as well. Village Car Wash score of our game. Through seven complete, Hounds 10, Cardinals 1.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
As we go to the top half of the eighth inning, give you our line score in a moment and a pitching change for the Cardinals as Jack Walston comes out of the bullpen. This 10-1 ball game. Hounds sent 11 men to the plate in the fourth inning and six of them scored. And that's where the ball game really swayed. Cardinals had the lead one batter into the bottom of the first inning. Mike Antico with a solo home run. And again, for Jake Walkinshaw, who had given up the three runs in the bottom half of the first inning on Tuesday, and Cardinals really got to him. But that was basically all he gave up over his six innings. From that point, as we have said, just one walk and one hit the rest of his six innings of work. So Ralston is on to face the top of the order. Cooper Bowman will lead it off. Cooper takes down low for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. Rockhounds, 10 runs, 12 hits, no errors, 10-12-0. Cardinals have one run, two hits, and two errors in the game, although all of the runs are earned. Cooper takes down and away for a ball, two balls, and no strikes. One for four, single, which drove home a run, stole his ninth base in nine attempts on the year, and later scored a run. Rockhounds, second baseman. Final game of the series, Rockhounds lead the set 3-2. Cooper takes a strike on the inside edge, two balls and a strike. So the Hounds trying here for an outright series win. Before they head on home, Corpus Christi comes to town on Tuesday. Kids Day, 11 o'clock start time. Ralston delivers up over the top, but delivers high for a ball. Three balls and one strike. Down 7-7 as our four teams in the South. Amarillo, Frisco, and San Antonio, along with the Hounds, all 7-7 coming into play today. Pitch got there on the inside half of the belt, called strike, and it's 3-2. So we will see you at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Hounds will be home Tuesday through Sunday to face Corpus Christi, and then actually a second home series, home for a couple of weeks. After a couple of pretty long trips to start the season, so they'll settle in a bit. Pitch down and away, and Cooper will draw a base on balls. Our Astound Communications road to the show, and we kind of got halfway through it, left off with Brad Ziegler, and I just love his story. Drafted by the Phillies, he pitched one season in short season single A in New York Penn League. The Phillies told him, and I've used this story a ton of times, it's just one of my all-time favorites, the Phillies flat out told him he was too old to go back to the New York Penn League and not good enough for single A. They were wrong. Pitcher called strike to Lawrence Butler. So they released him out of spring training. He spent about an hour and a half in independent ball, and the A's signed him. They were very well aware of Brad. And he became a starting pitcher and had some success. Pitched to Lawrence, a swing and a miss, 0-2. Butler with a double and a run scored, has a sac fly as well, 1-for-3, running a ribby and a two-bagger. Brad, in fact, was an all-star in the Texas League in 2006 as a starter. But then the A's went to him and said, you know, you've reached probably all you're going to be able to do. And they're probably right. There's a swing and a miss. And, boy, Jack Ralston gets Lawrence on three pitches out on strikes. So a walk and a whiff, one on, one out. Here's Chase Calabrese. And so they convert Brad to a reliever and decide that he will become a submariner, which, of course, he was in the major leagues. But that is usually a career light flashing when you're told you're not only going to become a reliever, not a starter, but now we want you to adopt the submarine style. He threw his first submarine pitch in actual competition as a Rockhound. Pitch down low for a ball. 2007 was almost unhittable. And you thought, well, that's nice. He'll get a chance to at least go to AAA. Not only did he do that, of course, he went to the major leagues, set an all-time record for scoreless innings to start a career. Pitch up and in for a ball. And I've kept him at least online. A couple of articles written by guys who know what the heck they're talking about on how good Brad Ziegler was. He was one of the best relievers of 11 years in the big leagues. Pitch drops down low. Three balls, no strikes. One on and one man down. With that goofy style, of course, that submarine style, man, it's fun to watch. Brad retired after last year. No, 2 years ago. Pitch a called strike, and I think it led the major leagues in appearances in his last season. Still was pitching very well, but he simply felt that he had probably reached that point where he would not be as good as he had been, and graciously, because he's just a tremendous human being. Pitch down low, ball four. So walk, whiff, walk, as Chase Calabrese draws the base on balls. So it's two on, one out, and there's Greg Dykeman, and boy, has he had himself a game. He is a double short of the cycle. Tripled and scored to tie the game in the second, walked and scored in the fourth, singled in the fourth, and a two-run home run to straightaway center field in the sixth inning. He was 2-for-17 of the series when this day began. He is not anymore. So here's Greg Dykeman with two men on and one man down. J.J. Schwarz on deck. 10-1 Hounds in the eighth inning. It's down and away for a ball from Ralston, 1-0. Well, success stories are really, well, they're good. I mean, and that's in that kind of a journey to the big leagues, boy, a couple of times basically told that you are probably done. And he was not. Brad Ziegler pitched down low for a ball, 2-0. Of course, Brad was with the Rockhounds, made a couple of trips to Springfield, and I recall the first time, I don't know if that was 05 or 06. He wasn't with the club very long in 05, the championship season. Pitcher called strike, 2-1. But I do recall he was hailed as a hero because he had a connection with a pizza place somewhere in town, and on the way out of town, heading home, which is a long bus ride from here, for the bus probably, well, 10, 11, maybe 12 hours. But they had pizza on board thanks to Brad, and he was really popular. Called strike, and it's 2-2. You read his, you Google it, you read his retirement announcement, you really find out everything you need to know about him. Just one of the best guys you ever want to meet. Chris, that's a long list, over 30 years, but if Brad Ziegler isn't on your good guy list, you better revise that list. Count is full to Greg Dykeman as he takes down and away 3-2. Hope our paths cross again someday. Just a one of those terrific people. Man, what a story. Swung on and fouled back 3-2. I love the fact that he wasn't good enough for single-A baseball. You know, yeah, that might have been a little miscalculation by the Phillies. Two men on and one man down, top of the eighth inning. 3-2, second time to Greg Dykeman. Left-handed hitter waits, takes, called third strike, and he knew it. So, boy, it's just the Jack Ralston show here in the eighth inning. Walk, strikeout. And the batter, J.J. Schwarz, he is 2-for-4. A couple of singles, drove in the game-tying run in the second inning. And singled and scored in the fourth. Rockhounds have two men on in this inning with two men down. They have left five men on base in this game. Pitch drops down low for a ball. So you have two, basically a couple of 180s in this game. The Rockhounds all of a sudden efficient after stranding 17 base runners and winning last night. And, of course, for Jake Walkinshaw, just a terrific bounce back. Called strike to J.J. Schwarz, one ball, one strike. J.J. Rockhounds' first baseman. Lead runner is Cooper Bowman. Runner at first, Chase Calabuig. Two men down, eighth inning. Stretch and pitch by Ralston. Oh, that's up high and back to the screen. Glanced off the glove. We'll see what that's called. If I can understand him this time on the fastball. See, the official score doesn't speak very loudly, and he's very fast. And for us radio people, that's not a good thing. So pass ball, second and third of the runners. And the count to J.J. is two balls and one strike. Former Florida Gator at the dish with two more runners in scoring position. Pitch to J.J. popped high and foul. That'll get out of play. Off to the right, two balls and two strikes. We thank the schedule makers for allowing us to come back here. I really cannot remember if the Hounds came here in 2021. I don't think so, because it seems to me Jeremy Ironman has not appeared here because he went to school, as we said, at Missouri State. I don't think he has appeared here before. That check, swing, strike three. Boy, Jack Ralston, a little bit of everything. That is a check, swing, strikeout. So J.J. is out on strikes. No runs, no hits, three whiffs, two walks, and two men left on base. And that will do it for the top half of the eighth inning. So the Hounds on top. And Jeff Seal, De La Cruz goes back to the mound. We go to the bottom half of inning number 8. Village Car Wash score from Springfield, Missouri. Hounds on top, 10-1.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Last half of the eighth inning, Rockhounds who will board the bus shortly, but a long game like this will take it. At least it'll make that trip seem just a tinge shorter than it otherwise is. Jacob Buschberger swings and sends one straight back to the screen. No balls and one strike. Nick Dunn and Jose Alvarez to follow in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Reeves has gone away. Haven't looked in a while. I don't know if we've quite touched 60 yet, but just a cool, breezy afternoon. Pitch drops down low. One ball and one strike to count to Buschberger. He is 0-2 as Jacob. He's had a very big series. A couple of home runs in the extra innings game. Ball hit on a long hop to shortstop. Handled by Hernandez. Unloads in a hurry and got him by a half step. Good hustle. But Buschberger is out. His trip on his name, he spells it Buchberger, but Buschberger is how it's pronounced. So the batter, Nick Dunn, he's 0-2. Left-handed hitter has flown to center and bounced to second. Stretching the pitches up high for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Now, I know I could probably pop it online here, and I should, but I honestly do have a Rockhound stat sheet, and it's missing. I was going to give you Jaceel's numbers in the last inning, and I don't know, maybe he flew out the window and became a souvenir. One ball and one strike to Nick Dunn. But Jaceel has struggled in four outings. There we go, found it. ERA at 18.5. Chopper out towards second. A couple of hops to Cooper Bowman. He'll make the play. The flip to first for the out. Well, Jaceel, five up, five down. And again, it's so early in the season. Again, batting averages bounce around. You can be a 250 hitter. You go 3-for-4, and next thing you know, you're hitting 329 or whatever. But same with earned run averages. So for Jaceel, again, has a big lead on in relief of Jake Walk and Shaw, but just looking to put two or three good innings together. Swinging the fly ball to right field, fairly deep, but Dykeman's got room. Actually, straight away and right, well short of the track. Three up, three down for Jaceel. So he has faced six and retired six. And this ball game goes to the top half of the ninth inning. And the Rockhounds are, at least one would think, in command of this one, trying to close out this series with a three-game win streak and a series victory. Cardinals will go to the bullpen. We'll go to the top of the ninth. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 10, Cardinals 1.
Your Texas Ford dealers and the Midland Rockhounds know what it takes to be great. Whether it's hitting a walk-off home run or making the next extraordinary line of vehicles, it takes drive and a commitment to excellence. That's just part of what has earned Ford F-Series the title of the best-selling truck in America for 45 years and the best-selling truck in Texas. Visit your Texas Ford dealer today or shop online at TexasFord.com to get a great deal on a new Ford. Ford, proud sponsor of the Midland Rockhounds. Based on 1977 to 2021, see why total sales.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the ninth, and Logan Davidson leads it off. He's 2-for-4 in the game. 8-for-16 in the series. Takes a called strike from Logan Sawyer, who comes on in the ninth inning. Jack Ralston pitched one inning, and it was pretty much all Jack. He had two walks, three strikeouts. Delivery just outside for a ball, 1-1 to Logan. He has a couple of base hits, two runs scored, one driven in. Crazy single again. It was his ball back up the middle. The starter Connor Lund made a play on. Fly ball straightaway center, shielding his eyes as Antioch, and he's got it for the out. Well, Logan Davidson, barring a weird turnaround here in the ninth inning, will finish this series 8-17. And when he came into this series, had just a couple of hits on the season. So mark that one down. Maybe a turnaround, just a chance for Logan to really get things going offensively. Darryl Hernandez takes a called strike. Really nice series, 8-17. Jeremy Ironman had a good series as well in his homecoming. He's not in the lineup today. Pitch down and away, one ball, one strike to Darryl Hernandez. 0-3 with a walk. Hounds with a 9-run lead, 10 unanswered. Pitch down the middle, bit high for a ball. Just the way the sun is shining, it's hard to read the readout on the velocity, but I believe that was 98. The stretch and pitch, and this is fouled away, and the count squares to Darryl at two balls, two strikes. Activity in the Rockhounds bullpen, so Jaciel De La Cruz, his day, it appears, is done. Calvin Coker warming. The swing and a well-hit ball to short, glove by Gamboa. Left his feet just a bit to make that catch on a line drive, and one shortstop lines out to the other. There are two men down. Shane McGuire, the batter. 2-for-4. Good day for Shane. And his fifth double of the season, has 8 base hits, 5 are doubles. He has scored a run and driven one in. Hit the ball well his last time, lined out to deep right field. Left-handed hitting catcher. Picks up high for a ball, one ball, and no strikes. When the Hounds come home, they'll face Corpus Christi. Hook's struggling a bit. They're 4-10. They were rained out today at home against San Antonio. Mission's coming around a bit in terms of hitting the ball. Swing of the line drive up the middle. That's a base hit and a 3-hit day for Shane McGuire. Hounds have their 13th hit of the game. Only a couple of walks, 3 walks actually, yesterday. Boy, just seemed to add to the Rockhounds had 11 hits yesterday and got 11 bases on balls from Cardinal pitching. 22 base runners. Pitch swung on and missed by Michael Goldberg, going 1. Michael 0-for-4 with a run and 2 ribbies. McGuire the base runner, 2 down in the ninth inning. The Hounds have been really efficient today. Pitch bounces up there. Blocked enough by catcher Staus to keep that from getting away all that far, so McGuire will not try to move up. Shane holds at first base. 1 ball, 1 strike. Hounds will also face the Frisco Rough Riders, and that is with the most talented roster in minor league baseball, according to MLB.com. There's a swing and a check swing, strike 2. And Frisco right now 7-7. They'll finish their series with Arkansas, a team with 10 wins. Terrific pitching for the Travs again, Seattle Mariners farm club. Pitch up high for a ball, 2-2. So the Hounds will get the Hooks and the Rough Riders, which will also be the first divisional games of the year for the Hounds. First 3 series all against the North. Pitch, check swing, did he go? Boy, he might have peeled that, but did not go. 3-2. Rockhounds, if they hang on to this lead, will be 6-3 on the road, 2-4 at home. And, of course, at Tulsa, it's a good ball club. A swing and a bouncer, 3-2. thought that Tulsa series was a pretty good early season litmus test. When you look at it overall, the Drillers took 4 out of 6. Rockhounds had leads in 2 of the games that they lost. So pretty much that was it. They were right there and had opportunities. Fly ball to right field, not deep. Alvarez started back, now has to come on that he'll make the catch. Jose has been really good defensively in this game, and he might have misjudged that a little bit, probably hit right at him, one of those that is tough to judge, but he makes up the ground, tracks it down, and the inning comes to an end. So the Rockhounds looking to put this thing away. They will take a 9-run lead into the last half of inning number 9. We're at Hammonds Field in Springfield, Missouri, and our Village Car Wash score of this game through 8.5 innings of play. The Rockhounds 10, the Cardinals 1.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on mornings. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
If you love H-E-B, but don't always have the time for shopping at H-E-B, try our always free curbside. Let us cherry pick the produce, get selective with the seafood, choose the choicest cut beef, and gather your groceries galore. Because when it comes to bringing the best to your door, no store does more. Download the My H-E-B app today and start shopping at H-E-B, where curbside is always free. Online prices may vary from ad in store. See H-E-B.com for details.
Right-hander Calvin Coker will come on to try to put this one in the books. Rockhounds with a 10-1 lead. Kind of a bookend type of series, game 1 and game 6. Will be lopsided. Springfield winning opening night 12-5. Rockhounds leading 10-1 here. And the middle 4 games of this series were decided by a combined 5 runs with one of them going into extra innings. Boy, that thing went back and forth. Wade Staws will lead it off. Catcher is 0 for 2 in this game. Couple of strikeouts. Rockhounds pitching has given up 2 hits and 1 walk, and that's been it, including a leadoff home run to start the first inning. Called strike to Wade Staws. Jake Walkinshaw in line to be the pitcher of record. Pitch up and in, and well, that one hit him, so fourth base runner. Staws hit by a pitch. Calvin tried the breaking ball down and in, just got away from him and got Staws, so one man on base. Now, there are some folks I'm watching, some folks heading for the exits, good number of them now, but boy, largely this crowd has stayed put. And I really think there are more people in the stands today than there were last night in a chilly Saturday evening. Mike Antico swings at the first pitch. Fly ball to left center field. And it will be handled in center field by Michael Goldberg for the out. Antico started this game bottom of the first inning with a line shot home run. Narrowly missed a second one in the third inning before striking out. But he flies out here, one on, one out. Here is Archidamus Gamboa. Finally comfortable saying his name, and it's time to leave. Takes down and away for a ball. Does a switch hitting shortstop. 0 for 3 in this one. Rests that out in the shoulder, then pops it up. Waggles a little bit. Swings and drives one right center field. That is deep. That's got a chance. That is going to get out of here. That is gone. Gamboa's first home run of the season is a line shot, and it'll bring in a run. So in the first and in the ninth, the Cardinals knocked the ball out of the ballpark. In between, the Hounds have scored 10 runs. He's still 2 outs to deal with. For Calvin Coker, of course, no matter the scenario, you don't want to give up the long ball, but he did. So Gamboa, he's been quiet today, 0 for 3. He hasn't hit for high average in the series, but He's now driven in 6 runs and scored 8. So he has really been very, very effective in the series. Matt Kupreniak takes down and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. So Calvin Coker gives up the home run here in the 9th inning. 10-3 the score. Delivers outside for a ball. 93 with a fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike. Slender right-hander Calvin Coker. Into the 6th appearance. Takes a breaking pitch in for a ball to Kupreniak for ball 2. Calvin now in, including the out here, 6 innings. But he's given up 10 base hits. Had some time at the big league club in spring training. Fires a strike here. Matt Kupreniak now a 2-2 count. Pedro Páez will follow. 2 runs in, 1 man out. 10-3 in the 9th. Pitch swung on, lined into center field. Base hit. Michael Goldberg handles on a hop, and Kupreniak, line drive single. Cardinals, Chris, the other night came back twice successfully to tie in the 9th and 10th innings on Friday night and rallied and loaded the bases in the 11th before going away. This, of course, is a much more steep a climb, but scored 2, have a man on base. Second base hit. Now Pedro Páez swings, sends one toward third base. Going to be handled there by Davidson. Second base for 1. Relay throw. You betcha. Double play. Ball game. Around the horn go the Rockhounds. Davidson to Bowman and on to J.J. Schwarz at first base. So Calvin Coker gives up a 2-run home run. It's 2 runs on 2 base hits. A hit batsman. No errors and nobody left on base. So the Rockhounds win this game 10-3, allowing just 4 base hits. They were indeed really efficient. They leave 8 men on base in this game, but scored 10 runs on 13 base hits. So the Hounds win the series 4-2. They are back over 500 now on the season of the Rockhounds. 6-3 on the road. All of the first 3 series coming against North Division opponents, and the Hounds will head home now with an 8-7 mark and at least a share of the top spot in the South Division through the first 15 games of the season. So, gentlemen, I hope the road is smooth. And on this 10-3 victory point, a tip of the cap to Jake Walkinshaw for just a marvelous job here this afternoon. He picks up the win. So on the Sunday afternoon win, the 3rd in a row. On the series win, 4-2. Rockhounds, 1-1. Job well done. This bud's for you.
When the game goes into overtime, but the game goes into overtime. The choice to enjoy is easy. Bud Light, easy to drink. Easy to enjoy. Pick up Bud Light at your local convenience store today. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Bud Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rockhounds Baseball has been brought your way in part by Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
For the Rockhounds, 10 runs on 13 base hits, no errors, 10-13-0. For Springfield, not a pretty line. 3 runs, 4 hits, 2 errors, 3-4-2 for the Cardinals. There were 2 home runs for the Cardinals in this game, in the 1st and in the 9th. Mike Antico led off the bottom of the 1st inning with a solo home run. It was 1-0 Springfield. His 2nd of the year, 2nd of the series. And then Arquidamus Gamboa with his 1st of the year, a 2-run home run in the 9th. Rockhounds had 1 home run, and that was Greg Dykeman, straight away center field, 2-run home run, 2nd of the year. That came in the 6th. Dykeman finished this game a double shy of the cycle. So 10-3 is the final. Jake Walkinshaw got the win. He is now 1-2. And the line is just terrific. 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run it was earned. It was on a home run, 1 walk, and 6 strikeouts. And it's a small thing, but maybe not. Jaciel De La Cruz goes 2 perfect innings. Now, he didn't strike anybody out, but faced 6, retired 6. And again, he had that 18 ERA coming in and two really good innings out of the bullpen for Jaciel. The loss goes to starter Connor Lund. Gave up 7 runs on 7 hits in 3 2/3. He falls now to 0-2 on the season. The game at 2:19. It is 2 hours, 19 minutes. All hail the pitch clock. 4,591. Good Sunday afternoon crowd here today in Springfield at Hammonds Field. When the Rockhounds win this contest, they will head for home with a 4-2 series victory, and they win it here this afternoon. Our final Village Car Wash score of this game, the Rockhounds 10 and the Springfield Cardinals 3.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for 3 crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month. All in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment, as much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. 3 escape rooms that range from easy-peasy to you're never getting out of here. And crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
Well, last night you and I saw a crazy game, one that you don't see it. It just does not happen. The winning team, which happened to be the Rockhounds, leaving 17 men stranded on base. That's just one of the goofiest things you ever want to see. Well, the Rockhounds had opportunities in this game as well, but they really took advantage of them, and that would be your basic 180. And for Jake Walkinshaw, you think about what had to have been going through his mind when he watched the first batter of this ball game for the Cardinals, Mike Antico, just rip a line drive out of this ballpark, because on Tuesday he gave up a base hit to the leadoff batter, who was Gamboa in that game. Kopierniak a base hit, and then Pedro Páez drilled a 3-run home run. It was 3-0, 3 batters into that game. It was 1-0, 1 batter into this one. And on Tuesday night, the Cardinals scored 6 runs on 7 hits in 3 1/3 against Jake. But in this game, he gave up the home run. He would then pitch through the 6th inning and gave up only 1 more hit and 1 walk the rest of the way. And that is a tremendous turnaround. He gets the win. The Rockhounds tie the game in the 2nd. And again, just a little sidebar, but it's pretty doggone good hitting. Greg Dykeman, an 0-2 pitch, and he triples to right center. J.J. Schwarz, an 0-2 pitch, and he drives an RBI single up the middle. Rockhounds tied the game at 1 apiece. Rockhounds broke the tie and a whole big bunch more in the 4th inning. Greg Dykeman leads off with a walk. J.J. with a single. Logan Davidson, an RBI single. That was that crazy play. Hit a ball sharply back up the middle. Pitcher Connor Lund had it in the glove, couldn't get it out of the glove, ended up throwing the glove and the ball over toward first base. Logan gets an RBI single, and the Rockhounds broke the tie on that crazy play. But from there, Shane McGuire, RBI double. Michael Goldberg, RBI fielder's choice. Cooper Bowman, RBI single. Lawrence Butler, a sack fly to cap a 6-run inning, and it was 7-1 Hounds. Hounds scored again in the 5th. Logan leads it off with a single. Shane McGuire, a scratch single. Michael Goldberg, an RBI fielder's choice, and that made it 8-1. And Greg Dykeman's 2-run home run, and boy, he drilled it straightaway center field to the batter's eye, made it 10-1 in the 6th inning. Cardinals capped the scoring with the 2-run home run by Gamboa in the 9th inning, but 10-3 will be the final when all is said and done. So the Hounds improved now to 8-7 overall on the season. Cardinals fall to 5-10 on the year. And the Rockhounds have their second series victory. They took 2 out of 3 at Northwest Arkansas to start this season, and they take 4 out of 6 here in Springfield and have won, in fact, now the last 3 games of the set. When you look at the series, games 1 and 6 were lopsided, 12-5 Springfield on Tuesday, 10-3 here, so a pair of 7-run wins. The other 4 games decided by a total of 5 runs. J.T. Ginn, I do believe, will get the baseball on Tuesday morning. We'll welcome kids from across the Permian Basin, and that will be our Safety Awareness Day, the first of 2 on the season, starting the 6-game series with the Corpus Christi Hooks, and starts 2 weeks at Momentum Bank Ballpark. So we have 2 Thirsty Thursdays, 2 Friday night giveaways. Good stuff coming up. We've got to see silicone cups and then Matamoscas fleece ponchos before the homestand is over, and of course 2 Saturday night fireworks shows as well. So it'll be a nice day at home. Corpus Christi and Frisco will be the opposition when the Rockhounds return home. I want to say thanks to Andrew Buckbinder, my great friend and the voice of the Springfield Cardinals, for the great hospitality here. Just love coming to this place. Don't know exactly what it is. It's not even the greatest broadcast vantage point of the league, anything of the sort, but the hospitality is wonderful, and just the atmosphere is just outstanding. Thanks to my friend Mary, and she just leave. Wonderful, wonderful lady. She's been here a long, long time, and basically is just kind of the host to the press box. Just wonderful people here in Springfield. I thank them so much for the hospitality today and on through this week. Look forward to seeing you at home. Rockhounds boarding the bus, and they do so with a 10-3 win and a 4-2 series win here at Springfield. Until Tuesday morning, then, for all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hart's at Hammonds Field, Hounds 10, Cardinals 3, and we will see you at Rocky Town on Tuesday. Until then, so long, Red, so long, Leo, so long, Mr. Scully, and so long, my friends from Springfield, Missouri.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rockhounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockhounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.